Don't Change That Dial. That's the theme music for Ghost Notes, a new music podcast in Kansas City out of the Fountain City Frequency Network. This is still Central Standard, and I'm Matthew Law Middleton. We're working with Ghost Notes for the next couple of weeks to bring you a series of interviews with local musicians and hear some of their work. Ghost Notes host. Yes, Hannah Copeland is here with us. So who did you bring us this week, Hannah?
I interviewed the band, Yes You Are. It's a Kansas City five-piece band. It's got a big pop rock sound. They're overall extremely professional sounding, which stands out among a lot of lo-fi Kansas City rock bands. So that's kind of what sets them apart. We interviewed Kiana Allerid and Jared White. They're the band's main songwriters. And Jared calls Kiana the president of the band, and he's more the behind-the-scenes guy.
How did you find out about them?
Oh, well, the internet. they're kind of blowing up in Kansas City, which I'll get to that in a second. And I heard about them also because Kiana was the lead singer of Tilly and the Wall, which was a giant band out of Nebraska in the early 2000s. So Kiana did a complete 180 after that band shut down because some of the members got married and started having babies. And I guess
the worst.
I know, the worst. So after Kiana exited Tilly and the Wall, about 4 years later, she started Yes You Are, which is a pop band. She completely changed her appearance and her sound, which you're about to hear. And some exciting news, they just announced yesterday that their song HGX will be in the movie Bad Moms that opens next week. And that's the first song you're going to hear out of the gate.
Awesome. Okay, so let's hear Hannah Copeland with the podcast Ghost Notes featuring the band Yes You Are.
Just like starting over a dream. Don't remember when they shot me, but if I'm here, they must have got me. First and second, Johnny Rotten. Sing a song I have forgotten. It Judas, the last temptation. 3 times 3 is revelation. We do it cause it feels right.
Kiana, when you were a kid, did the music that your family listened to influence your taste today?
Oh, yeah. I think that's just a given for anyone. I think that's something you can't even control. You know what I mean? Like,
what kind of music was it?
I was going to say, like, everything from... My mom was very into pop, which is top 40. And, man, what a decade for pop music the 80s was, you know? So I definitely... And I still love that music as well. But, yeah, I think pop music now, it's, like, kind of hit or miss. Some of it's really great, and some parts of it are really great, you know? So I think I've come around to understand, yeah, pop music again.
Would you want to be on the top 40?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely that's part of our vision is to, you know, we just want to make really good music and have something good. I mean, we really want to make the best music that we can.
Kiana, you were the lead singer and bassist of Tilly and the Wall. I've been looking at tons of photos from that time, and your appearance has just completely changed your style. So this is a radio interview. Can you describe for me what you look like in Tilly and the Wall and what you are now for Yes You Are?
I would say Tilly and the Wall style would be easily described as, like, rainbow bright. I had... like lavender, silver hair. And I know people do that all the time now, but back then it was not easy to do. Like, nobody knew how to get a person with black hair to have a white hair. Even though it's very different, like, I look very different now, that look then was different from about 30 other people I was before that. So that's just something that's, I don't know, Jared's always saying, like, you're Gemini, that's just what you do. Like, I guess I just change, but...
Do you change your appearance for the projects you're working on?
I've never done that, like, consciously, but I have noticed that, like, looking back again, like, in hindsight, things seem to reflect, like, where I'm at So, yeah, back then it was very carefree. I was very rainbows and sparkles, and I had
hobo on acid.
Hobo on acid, yeah. Somebody call me. That's one of my favorite descriptions of myself.
What about now? What's your style now?
Well, now, I mean, my hair is just its natural color, which is, happens to be very dark, like black.
And, sports witch.
Yeah, sports witch is a pretty good, today, sports witch, Chicano sports witch, probably sum it up.
Jared, is style, fashion important to you at all?
It's so important. I can't, I have to just kind of wear, I have to keep it real simple,
yeah.
I think.
What's... your band photos, most everybody's wearing black. It does seem organized.
Oh, yeah. We wear black for now.
Yeah. Well, it definitely worked out in the end because we chose black. We just said that's the easiest, you know, that'll be easiest for everybody to find and to have, like, already on hand. And then,
I like the idea of, like, a work uniform.
Yeah.
You know, like, showing up and doing your job, wearing the, letting people know that you are... on the clock.
Do you think there's some shame in just admitting that, like, we have a calculated image, we have a calculated sound?
I think even the word calculated, sorry, I don't mean to butt in. I think even the word calculated is looked down on.
Why?
I don't know. People want to just pretend like everything just happened.
Woke up like this. The hashtag.
No, you did not.
I know Keith Richards. Quote. Keith Richards does.
Probably. Some people do.
He used to, I think. But, you know...
Yeah, well, I agree with you that people don't want to admit that they're calculated in their marketing and their band, but they really are. And I feel like you guys, you are. You're trying to build yourself. You just said that you would be okay with being a top 40 band. But I feel like, especially coming from an indie background, indie people are just kind of modest, like, oh, we're just a bunch of friends playing guitar, you know. Like, you don't want to be that anymore, correct?
Right.
And when I say a top 40 band, I mean, we wouldn't... sacrifice anything artistically. I'm saying, like, yeah, in a perfect world, sure, we'd be a top 40 band.
Well, in a perfect world, there'd just be, you know, quality music would be on the radio that's available to the most people. That's
and
obviously not, an
yeah,
ideal.
And it's,
but...
it's whatever. I think, you know, pop put,
like,
put ourselves in any kind of box.
The Rolling Stones were a top 40 band. Like, what's wrong with that? Like, where did that
that's
stop being cool?
It used to be, like, what people, even the record store music snob agreed was the best, a lot of times is also the most
commercially
successful.
If I can't have you, I know I don't want no one else. If I can't have you before the dance is through, I know
in A World Without End and HGX, you give allusions to your relationship with the church. So HGX is not, I mean, religion. And then there's also in On A World Without End, you sing about heads bowing to pray.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of religious references just to go off of two songs. So what is both of your relationships with faith or religion?
Well, I think those two things are very different.
Okay. Tell me more.
Religion, not so much.
Not at all in my my life.
Faith, I think you have to have some kind of faith.
There are lots of ways to take, like, if you can believe in something you can't see. For me, that means, like, right now we have big
could
visions.
Drive to California on faith. Like, I believe it's there.
California's there. We know that. We can't see it. But we get in the car and we go there and then it appears. You know, so if you can think that way about, like, your visions and your dreams. Like, that's what they say about people with vision. It's like, we have a vision, which is literally like a dream in our mind that isn't real yet. But, like, I love thinking about walking out in Madison Square Garden. That's faith.
Mm.
That's faith. Like, to me, that is extremely important.
So who writes lyrics for your music?
I would say Jared primarily.
We both do.
Does.
I might write more than...
We work in a really, like, a truly collaborative way where... Like, we call it dust, but it's like fairy dust almost. Is like somehow that, I don't know how that caught on somehow years ago, where I was like, I've got a bunch of new fairy dust lines, because fairies rhyme, you know, so that's what I would call these little, like, poems or whatever. So we have just dumps of, like, compiled dust, right?
Fairy dust.
Yeah, that like, Jared will just lines and lines and lines and lines. And then... The interesting thing kind of happens when, like, I'll start a song and I'll just pull up like some like, you know, vault of those lines, and then I'll just pick them apart and put them together however I want.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there's something about the subconscious method of that that I think there's a knowing that goes beyond what we believe that we know, and they go together, and that's all there is to it. And I know that. And there's another faith-based thing like that's important. It comes into play a lot. Again, in another way, we're like, we're guided, like, and that's weird. Like, what is this mystery? It's like these, we're just trying to tell a story as old as time, really. I had to leave to meet a friend.
That was Kiana Ollerid and Jared White with the Kansas City band, Yes, You Are. Their interview with Hannah Copeland is an excerpt from the latest Ghost Notes podcast. You can find the whole thing and subscribe to that podcast at fountaincityfrequency.com. Central Standard is over for the day, but if you missed part of the conversation or want to catch others, just go to kcur.org/centralstandard, and there you can subscribe to our podcast. We return tomorrow with an exploration of the best burgers in and around Kansas City. That conversation will be hosted by Hannah Copeland, whom you just heard, so you should definitely tune in for that juicy show. KCUR Central Standard is produced by Sylvia Maria Gross and myself. Our team includes Brian Ellison, Suzanne Hogan, Jen Chen, and Andrea Tuttle. Anna Sterla is Central Standard's intern. Our Ghost Notes segment was produced by Matt Hodapp. I'm Matthew Law Middleton. Gina Kaufman is on leave. Up to Date is next.